Parents tell you about what it was like when they had to stop and when you were born and things that happened?
Well, that's their life. That's the Eskimo life. They can have travel around and have babies anywhere there where it happened to come.
And then after the baby, after you were born, they did they take off again to more
Well,
hunting?
yeah, but I just stay in one place. Certainly like the time and move again someplace, some other place.
Were they traveling by themselves?
No, there were some other people. There were quite a few people that met those Arctic people up at that place at that time. And there were quite a few people there.
Well, what is the first thing that you can remember?
Well, first thing I could remember was up Coalfoot and all the battles down here. That's when I start seeing people like this. But I can't remember them.
Where was old Bettles at?
About 6 miles or something like that downriver from here. It's in the map at right close to Martha John River.
And were your parents living there then, part of the year?
No, they don't live there all the time. They just come there and stay for a while sometime and moved away someplace again, or moved down to Alakakat or someplace down there for where they could get fish. They can't get enough fish up in this part.
So, where would they move around at different times of the year then?
Yeah, well, they move all time of the year, any time of the year. In the winter, they have to go out hunting for game. Sometimes go a long way for that. And that's the way they used to live. They cannot just stay in one place and make a living. Sometimes they run out of food or something.
So what would they do when they came to Bells?
Well, they'd stay in there a little while sometime. There were a lot of steamboats and start coming that time and do some little work, I guess, and enough to buy a little food from the store. But they cannot stay all the time. They have to move away someplace for fish or something in the summer.
What kind of work would they do here?
Well, some longshoring or something. Most of it longshoring, I guess. In Bettles, there were steamboats coming there. I don't know how many times a year that time when the Myrtle Creek and Wiseman would open up that time.
Do you remember the steamboats when you were
Yes,
young?
I used to be scared of them when they blew their whistle. And they used to blow it right in front of us. You make going up landing, and they have to pass us before they land.
Would you go out to meet it? To meet the
Well,
steamboat?
I don't do much walking that time, I guess.
Were you too young to walk then?
Yeah.
So from Bettles, did your parents have regular camps, or did they
No, no, I just sometimes run the house there for a while, for a little while. Then they never stay there too long. You have to move someplace.
What kinds of things would they buy at the store?
What I had, flour and sugar, tea and those things. And we could have them pretty cheap too. We have a pound of coffee, 75 cents. Tea, I think it's a dollar or a pound or something. Flour, $4.50 or 50 pounds. Only thing was higher, sugar was $8 for 50 pounds. That was the highest thing. 22 long bucks of cottage for 50 cents. So they didn't have to make too much money those days. Kept some game with it, or they could live pretty good.
Did they ever do any trading at the store?
You mean trading in the store? Yeah, well, if they have some fur, they'd sell them to the store and buy food.
What were your parents' names?
My mother's name was Dinuk, and my father's name was Duvok, so that's the way we got the name Tubok. They didn't spell it the way it's pronounced.
They switched it around.
Yeah, well, it's close to it. Close to it. It's pretty close to the name anyway.
Well, I think if we do this, we should spell it right.
Yeah. But we can help Tobuk though, because in other books, I mean, Grandpa is in other books, and he's called Old Tobuk.
So that's the D-U-V-A-K.
Duvok.
We could say that it was changed.
Just like you told me.
How would you spell your mother's name?
Dinuk. I don't know how you spell it.
Some people spell it with a T. And some with a D.
D-I-N-N.
Kinnerlach.
Yeah, but...
Short name, we call it
Kinnerlach.
Yeah.
The whole name, what was the whole name?
Yeah. Kinnerlach. Yeah, but
Dinuk, I think
that would be real name. That's where she go by anyway.
Where were your parents born?
I don't know. They're both down Kobuk, I guess. I can't say just where they were born.
Did you have
Kobuk River?
Mm-hmm. When did they leave Kobuk?
I don't.
It was baby.
Yeah.
No. Uncle Jimmy was born up at the Kobuk River near the Selby Lake
area. Yeah.
And my dad was born at Shangnak, and Uncle Frank was the third boy, and they must have been on their way.
Okay, traveling around.
Yeah. Hunting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was 1 year old, and then was.
We need to talk to both of you. we need one more chair close.
Maybe she's too far again.
Yeah, we won't be able to pick it up on a mic. We can help each other remember.
After we have that memory.
Would you like to have a chair here? Would you mind talking to?
Hi.
Okay. Okay, so could you go through again when each of them were born and where? What you were just saying over there?
Okay, we'll pretend this isn't here.
What you were saying?
Well, you were telling them where we were. Timo was born in.
I wrote that Timo was born in Kobuk.
Yeah, he always said he was born way up the headwaters of the Kobuk River, not too far from Selby. If we look on the map, it must be pretty close to Selby Lake.
You're still above Mount Paul River.
Little below Selby Lake.
And who was this that was born there?
That's his older brother, James. Mm-hmm. Jimmy, we call him Uncle Jimmy.
And then the next one
was my dad. He was born at Shungnak, also on the Kobuk River. David. Yeah, his Eskimo name was, I should have Uncle Frank say that. It sounds better.
You want to say David's Eskimo
name? Yeah, Kupalo. I don't know how to, I don't know how to write that.
Do you have an Eskimo name?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Telak is Eskimo name.
But an animal go by that. They name me some other name.
They don't.
You don't want to use that name?
No, I've heard it all my life when I was a kid, so I know it's my name. That's why the mission ladies call me that name. They cannot pronounce it just right, but put it close.
So who gave you the name Frank?
Oh.
Who gave you that?
Oh, I don't know. I got that name down here at Old Battles, I guess. Yeah. My older brothers were attending school a little bit in there for a little while, I guess. And I couldn't go to school then, that time.
Named him
I was too young to go to school.
Did you want to go to school?
I want to, but I can't. It's too young, I guess. Learn how to write my name, that's all.
Did you have any nicknames when you were growing up? That they called you?
No.
And did you have any other sisters besides?
We had a sister. My next sister was Bessie.
Her name was
Ida. Yeah. And Cora Nix. That's 1904. Then I don't remember which is Nick.
After Clara, Juanita, they called Manoluk, and Andrew, and the twins.
Andrew.
Yeah,
and we had one, two, died at Alakakit in 1907.
You had, there are twins also?
Twins were the youngest. They were born in 1918. They were the youngest in the family.
Mm-hmm. Hate to leave. Well, thank you for bringing us. Yeah.
Well, I'll talk to you later. Give me a call. Did you and Dora grow up together? Did you know
No. No, I first saw Dora down Cuba, make a trip down there in 1917. She was a little girl then.
Where did you see her?
It's up, way up close to Shelby Creek. just below Shelby Creek.
What was she doing there?
They had a winter camp there. And a couple of families lived there. They had cabins and they do some trapping around there.
What were you doing there?
Oh, I went made a trip with a missionary. Archdeacon Stuck, he was making that trip, making that trip around the Kobuk, Point Hope and Barrow and back to Fort Yukon that time. It's in some books. You could read that. Guess you heard about Archdeacon Stuck.
What were you doing with him?
We were helping him to cross over from Malotna to Kobuk.
Were you showing him the way and helping?
Well, not really, but my brother been over that way one time. And then he someone to haul supplies to, you know, make a trip, make it easier.
What other things did you do with Hudson Stuck? Did you go to school? Him or learn from him?
No. Sometimes he, at Alaka, sometimes he stayed there for a while sometime when he tried to teach us some things.
Did you go to school in Alakaket?
Yes, that's the first place I start school for few years, and just about when I was going to learn a little bit, I dropped school and went out trapping and hunting. Thought I could live pretty good that way.
How old were you?
14 when I stopped school.
How old were you when you started school?
The mission was up at 1907 at Alakaket then.
Can you remember what it was like going to school?
Yeah, it was fine. Once I stayed in a mission for 2 years right at their house mission.
Who were you living with at the mission house?
The mission girl, they had two women at the mission then.
So what did they have you do besides going to school? Did you have to help out? Did you work too?
Yeah. No, we were three or four of us staying at the mission then. They kept us there at the mission. We helped them with water and something. But I think the main reason they want to take care of us, which was pretty good, I think. I come to realize it now, it was good.
Why was it good?
Well, treated us good and feed us, tried to teach us how to live.
How come they picked you?
No, there were just three, four of us, I think.
Do you think you would learn good?
Well, maybe they thought that. But I can't learn very much, I guess. I was learning a little, I think, until I got bumped up in the head here. I think that stopped my learning and memory a little too much.
How'd you get bumped on the head?
Oh, the piece of chewing stick up in there and when it hit me, right?
Oh.
I think that, yeah.
Did that knock you out?
A little. I think that kind of took my memory off. I can't remember everything ever since.
So, did you go to school every year until you were 14?
Yeah. That was enough for schooling, but we just mostly catechism and a little bit of the Bible, not very much else. And later on I tried to pick up the mathematics, but I was not too much interested in school anymore. Didn't learn too much.
You're ready to go trap?
Yeah, I want to trap, make a living, because that's the way we were making a living those days. And I thought that I could do that all my life and live good. I thought I should have been in school a little more, and maybe it would make a living a little easier.
Do you remember the year you left school, how you got your outfit?
Well, I stopped around 1914, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What did you do to outfit yourself for that, and where did you go first?
I just trap around from the village. You don't have to go too far to get some fur or something then. And hunt rabbits. We lived on rabbits those days. We had no moose, no caribou, no beaver, not one in this part of the country at that time. There were fish, bear, black bear, and the chum was like fish, rabbits, spruce, and that's all there was when I was a kid.
Who taught you how to hunt and trap?
Well, mostly, I learned quite a bit from my dad. He was a pretty good hunter.
How old were you when he started teaching you how to hunt?
Oh, my first real hunt was, I was 10 years old, went up from Malacavit up the way up the mountains to hunt sheep. And that was fine. I thought I'd do that all the time, which I did a little since that time. I went hunting sheep a few times in the summer.
Did you get your own sheep when you were 10? Did you shoot your own?
They didn't give me a chance to get my sheep that first year when I was 10 years old. I could have got some because I was too small. They thought that they were going to go shoot the sheep themselves. I caught two, I guess. The rest of them ran away from them and ran up to me. I had a couple of dogs, and So I was holding them so they don't run away. And the sheep came to me right close. I would kill all of them if I had some kind of rifle.
They didn't leave you with a rifle?
They didn't give me nothing to shoot sheep with. I would have killed more sheep than them if I had to, if I had the rifle. Because they were right close to it.
When was the first time they gave you a rifle?
Oh, I got, I don't remember the year, but I got my rifle soon after that, I guess.
Did your father give that to you?
Yeah. I was using it all the time anyway, so any time I think of where to get something, trouble was no caribou, no moose. That time bear, you have to go quite a ways from Malacaga to catch them then.
When did you leave Allakaket when you were young? So when you first quit school, you were hunting right out of there?
Yeah, right out of Allakaket for a long time.
And did you go up river during the summer or move later?
Well, later on when I grew up, I start working on the riverboat, working this summer. Don't hunt much anymore.
When did you start working on the riverboat?
That was, I don't remember.
You know, maybe about how old you were?
Yeah, I was around 20, 21, I guess, when I first started real work on the boat.
What kind of work did you do?
Well, I became a pilot on the boat. And later on, I piloting steamboat up around Tanana River, Yukon River, and Koyukuk River.
You have any good stories from when you were working? Any favorite stories?
No, not. I don't have too much stories. I can't remember much, you know. As I say, I lost my memory a little bit and can't remember everything.
Mm-hmm. You remember a guy named Sam Dubin?
Yeah, I worked for him a few years. He owned a steamboat that time, and I was running the boat for him for 2-3 years.
You ever have a problem with low water?
Yeah, sometimes a little trouble. The boat don't run often enough to keep the channel open. When there's not much boat, it spreads out and make it pretty shallow some places.
Do you ever get stuck?
Yeah, a little, but we know how to get off though. Not real bad.
How would you get out?
We have to put out a line cable out. Way out someplace and pull the boat.
Well, you said that you met Dora the first time you saw her was at Cobra.
Yeah, that time, Cobra. Yeah.
Did you know you were going to marry her that time?
No, I just saw her the time.
We want to hear Dora tell this story too from her side.
I can't talk to that. I can't talk to you.
better listen to what he says.
So when did you see her again?
Oh, 24.
Come out with Alakaki.
Oh, your family came to Alakaki?
For
1 year. For 1 year?
15 years old.
15, you were 15 years old. What were your parents' name? Your parents? What their names were?
Dick, her father was, they called him Dick White, and mother is Susie.
She died not too long ago.
So you saw her down in Alakaket?
No, I saw her down Kubuk again. We made a trip down to Kubuk that same year. And they came over while we were down Kubuk River someplace.
Was that with Hudson Stuck also? That trip? That second trip?
That it what?
Was that, were you with Hudson Stuck the second time? No,
that second time we went over with Jim Morton, his name was Dufresne, Frank Dufresne, I guess you've got a shirt of him. He's got some books out too.
Oh, books that he wrote?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you in any of the books?
No, I didn't get one of them.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing with the game warden?
Helping him over. Make a trip over here. He wanted to go to Kubuk and had a break trail and haul supplies, you know, for a trip. You got to have quite a bit of supplies to make a trip over that way. No trail, you know, and deep snow. So you got to have a lot of dog food and stuff, and always better to have a couple of teams and could make it.
So you would take your own team? You had a dog?
Yeah, we had our own team, and they had a big team to themselves.
How big was your team?
We had about 8 dogs, I guess. 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm. And did you take turns breaking trail?
Yeah, we could travel over. There was a fella and I went, and the game warden had another fella with him, so not much trouble. We could keep moving all the time.
What kind of things did the game wardens do then? Were they watching people?
Well, I guess they're supposed to watch them, see they don't kill the game out of season or something, I don't know.
And so when you saw Dora that time, was she?
We just saw her a little bit, and they moved over to Alakaket while we were down there. So I didn't have to go to Kubuk to look for them. But she only stayed 1 year up here and moved back again. Moved back to Kubuk.
Why did they move back to Kubuk?
Well, they lived down there. They had all their stuff, you know, nuts and things that they make a living with were down there, and they just came over for 1 year anyhow.
Did they come down because you were in Alakaket?
Yeah, they were. Come down, everybody gathers around 4th of July time and Christmas time. Everybody comes to Alakaket. The people don't know all live in Alakakat, and some of them live up a lot in the river, and the Indians, they are scattered all around too.
So at that time, was Story your girlfriend?
Well, yeah, a little, I guess. And
but, I don't believe that.
Well,
is that what
you didn't tell her? Did you keep it a secret?
Trying to get him in trouble.
Yeah.
So when did you let Dora know that she was your girlfriend?
Well, I had to work. I thought I was going to make some money. I was too poor to marry a woman. Had lots of offers and from the Indians. I got no money to take care of a woman, so why mix in with them Indians, especially Indians? I thought if I don't make good, I have a bad name from the Indians. So I left the Indian girls alone. I thought I'd get my own people where it wouldn't hurt me so much if I'm no good. Wouldn't hurt me so much. So I had to go down, look for her again on Kobuk. Had to make the trip. I always had somebody with me, though it's easier for two. The trouble was there's no trail between Kobuk and Alatna. Person want to make a trip, have to break trail both ways, and hard work. If for the dogs down there, you can't haul enough dog food at one time to make the trip. You gotta do a lot of work to do it, unless you make two trips, and that takes a long time. Sometimes you have to break trail long ways in a day and go the next day. That takes time.
How long would it take you to get from Latna to Kobuk usually?
It can't make it very well. There's always deep snow on that part of the country. And sometimes when it snow is too deep, dogs can't pull much. Their feet will go through, and sometimes snow is too bad that they get hung up in their belly and they can't pull at all. So the dogs behind would pull a little. Oh, that's too much for them. Really work.
So when you went back up to Kobuk looking for Dora, is that when you got married?
No. I guess she hadn't. Maybe she didn't make up her mind yet then, I guess. Maybe she thought she'd find some better man. And didn't make it. Had to come home. Then went over next year again. Yeah. That wasn't too good either. Then the last time I went out, Maybe she found out she got to have meat and.
She was ready for you.
Though. I think. Well, she wasn't too old. She was 20 years old when we got married.
Were you happy that time you went back?
Yeah.
She was ready. So, did you stay in Kobuk?
I stayed in Kobuk. Stayed 7 years down Kobuk. Or make a couple trips over in between.
How old were you when you got married?
29 years old.
Mm-hmm. And the 7 years you stayed in Kobuk?
Yeah.
What were you doing there then?
Oh, nothing, just eating fish and hunt. And bear, black bear, and hunt sheep sometimes. And hunting sheep, yeah, we have to dry up the sheep meat because in the summertime we cannot keep them. So we dry the meat and take it home that we have to get dry.
Did you have any children the 7 years you were staying in Kobuk?
Yeah, we had four kids, I think, when we moved over.
Mm-hmm. What were the children's names from the first one?
The first one is Florence, she's down here, and Florence Nickton. And the next one's Clara. The next one is Richard, they died. And the next one is Junior. He died too. I mean, his wife shot him in near Fairbanks.
And those were the ones born in Kobuk?
Yeah.
And then, what other children do you have?
Oh, we got Pauline. She's the next one. She's down at Kodiak now. The next one is Sonia, eh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's down at Kina.
Her name is Sonia. What is her name?
Sonia.
Sonia.
Yeah.
Sonia. Mm-hmm. And then the next one?
Three girls died. Mabel? Yeah, three. Mm-hmm. Two babies. And the next one is Mildred. And Kenan.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one is Ella.
Ella.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I met her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And from Ella, two boys.
Three boys.
And you see one and one son, mostly one.
Mm-hmm. What's the one's name in history?
Homer.
Homer?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And this is William?
Uh-huh.
How many children did you have? Boy, I didn't count on
them. I have 14 and I have 7.